from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host Andy and Randy at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
If you did like a scout team thing and had Heinicke simulate Russell Wilson, what would you just tell him to not be able to get away from sacks?
Ooh.
Like, hey, go, like, drop back, but be slower than you normally
are. Yeah, or, like, maybe, like, if they play Justin Fields, they're probably going to practice for them both. And I wonder who they would put in as Justin Fields. Would you put, like, Kadarius Hodge or somebody in there, quarterback for him?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think Kadarius may have, did he play a little bit quarterback in college, like, as a, you know, gadgety? I'm not sure. But, yeah, maybe someone like him. And certainly, you know, you gotta replicate him somehow. So you got to use somebody who can move and – clearly, none of the Falcons quarterbacks can do that. So, they got to find somebody.
For various reasons. We got plenty of time to talk about that game. There's another game tomorrow, the final game of the preseason. I know 36 guys didn't play in the second game. I would imagine more than that won't play tomorrow. But some people will. Will any of them have an opportunity to make the team? Like, who should we be watching and paying attention to tomorrow night?
I'd be curious to know, honestly, if, because the coach is never going to tell you. I'd be curious to know if any of these guys can actually go from, like, not making the roster to being on the roster in this final preseason game based on off of the performance. But, you know, where I'm going to be looking, guys, is along that defensive line. I think that's where there's the most competition. We've kind of been talking about this a lot through camp, and we even said before camp started that, you're very likely going to have to cut a player at that position group that is a legitimate NFL player and probably gets picked up by another team. And I think that, you know, it's just they're especially considering the fact that they drafted, you know, they spent, you know, significant draft capital in Rukororo and Brandon Dorlus along with Braylon Trice, but he's obviously out for the year. But, you know, that's a lot of young defensive linemen that you've invested in. Zion Logue as well, who probably won't make the roster. On top of these veteran guys, like Kentavious Street is a perfect example of a guy who I thought coming into this camp, he was going to be on the outside looking in because he was not, you know, kind of brought in by this coaching staff, obviously. And in fact, like, he was brought in as a kind of an emergency replacement last year to have some players, some bodies on that defensive line after Grady Jarrett went out. And from everything we've heard from Raheem Morris, has been like he's just been super impressive. And I saw him repping with the first team defense just yesterday at practice at the nose tackle position, flanked by Grady Jarrett and David Onyemata, which is also a place where we've seen Eddie Goldman in two. So how does that impact these guys at that position? I think that's one to definitely look out for. And then the other one, I think, is same size ball in that defensive backfield, where you're always looking for who can contribute kind of in the back end of that secondary. The honest answer is that a lot of these guys are probably going to get their jobs based on, you know, whether they're playing on special teams and are they a special team starter. So that's something to look out for in this game, probably more than anything else, is who's on the special teams, especially early in the game. That'll probably give you a decent indicator as to who's more likely to make the roster than some of these other guys. But you never know. If a guy like Natron Brooks, you know, he shows up and has another massive game, you know, that really impresses the coaches, he could force his way into it too. So I think there's definitely going to be some healthy competition there.
JP, what'd you think of the timing of the AJ Terrell contract extension?
Yeah, so, you know, with AJ's contract, I was always under the impression, and this is just like kind of me speculating about it, was that they were going to obviously try to get this done before training camp started so that it didn't become, you know, a point of conversation among media and such. And was surprised that that didn't get done. But now that we've seen all the moves kind of happen with them making the trade for Matthew Judon and then obviously signing Justin Simmons, it makes me think that potentially they kind of were communicating with AJ's camp saying, hey, listen, we're with you. We want to sign you. Essentially consider yourself signed, more or less, like, we, you know, consider yourself as part of this team long term, but we have a plan to improve the roster, and we just don't know how those improvements are going to affect us financially, and we need to see that before we can then structure out a longer term deal for you to be with us long term. And so I think that, you know, things have worked out really well on the financial side of the Falcons' recent additions, with these guys having minimal cap impacts. And I think at the end of the day, AJ gets paid how he wanted to. And I think that's something, an indicator maybe, that, you know, he has always been a part of the plans, aside from everything they've said about him, which is obviously glowing, is the fact that he was with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and Jesse Bates and Grady Jarrett at this dinner where they're recruiting Justin Simmons. And so that, to me, told me that he's a very much a core piece of this team, that they want to be here for the future. And obviously that's made official today.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, you're not bringing guys to that recruiting dinner if they're not a part of the plan. Do you feel like this contract and the way that it's structured and maybe the way that it moves money around this year helps them potentially add another guy in the secondary if they want to, if there's another corner they want? I don't know if it's a starter, maybe it's a depth piece, but just with what they have on the other side from AJ Terrell?
Yeah, so actually, I got to admit, I haven't looked at the details of the contract yet because I've been out at Atlanta United this morning, you know, just grinding, doing the journalism grinding. So I actually haven't looked into it. I assume that it would take some cap relief off of this year, which is definitely going to help. I mean, it should help them have that kind of operating budget that teams need going into a season, and to make, you know, emergency signings that are going to happen when injuries start to crop up and things. And so that certainly would, you know, again, I haven't looked into exactly how much it is, but I would think that it would make it so that they don't have to restructure anybody else. And that's another important piece of all of this that's happened this week, which is that the only player that they've had to restructure in order to afford all these players is Chris Lindstrom. And he's maybe the safest player possible that you could restructure, because what is he, 27 years old? You know, he's going to be here forever. He just signed a long-term deal. You have no doubts about his performance week in, week out, and his durability. So, it's maybe more sketchy to restructure a guy like Grady Jarrett, you know, who's kind of at a later age, in his career, obviously coming off a knee injury. There's some things to worry about there, because you don't want to restructure any that you might potentially cut in the future. That's basically the big thing. So restructuring a guy like Chris Lindstrom and being able to acquire all these guys, and, you know, AJ's new contract, I'm sure certainly affords them some money relief this year as well. To, you know, just basically the perfect, I think, confluence of you know, events to have transpired for the Falcons front office.
Hey, Jay, where are you at? And if there is a leader in the clubhouse, who's going to be the return man this year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so I think so. Yesterday we saw them have like a what seemed to be a pretty realistic scrimmage, and it was or a situational scrimmage, but you know, realistic in terms of like the players that they'd be playing in those spots. And it was Ray McLeod and Avery Williams returning kicks, and so that frankly is the pairing that I expect going into the season. And I think that Rondale Moore was part of that group, was definitely part of that group. May have been the guy. It's hard to say who he'd been in front of in that situation, whether he would have been in front of Ray Ray, who's kind of considered a starter as the third receiver in this offense, or Avery Williams. But, you know, because I thought that, you know, frankly, you hate to say it like this, when a player goes injured, kind of who does it help make the roster? But I think that, you know, Rondale Moore becoming unavailable for this team, I thought really kind of solidified Avery Williams' spot, where before that you had, you know, you could have said, well, we can just put Ray Ray McLeod and Rondale Moore back there to return kicks. We don't necessarily need to carry another running back in Avery Williams, but now I think there's more clarity that he's going to be one of the guys that's back there. And, you know, he deserves it. He's earned it with his past performance as a returner. He's one of the best punt returners in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Has a really just incredible spatial awareness about him to be able to catch the ball and kind of understand where players are around him in a closed space and be able to make a quick move and gain some yards. And I was actually talking to, I know this isn't the kick return, Randy, but I was talking to Marquise Williams last year, and he was saying how I think a 10-yard punt return increases your chances of scoring on that drive by like 40%. Mm-hmm. And if you get a 20% or a 20-yard return, it increases it by like 70% or something. So these are big, these are important yards. And so I think Avery Williams has a spot there.
What I want to say, 2 years ago, obviously missed last year with an injury, but 2 years ago he led the league in return average, like 16 yards per return. Ooh, so that's great.
Incredible.
Smoking Joe Patrick joining us here, talking some Falcons ahead of the final preseason game tomorrow. Let's take a big picture look at everything that's happened over the last week or so. Obviously the expectation was already high with the additions that they made in the offseason with Kirk Cousins and all that. But then you go out and get these two guys on defense, and I don't know, just it feels like things have shifted even more. What has the last week done to your expectation for this football team?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of it's been a paradigm.
Uh-oh. That grinding journalism cell phone gave out, unfortunately. That sounds like we lost Joe. But it seemed like he was going to say a paradigm shift, which is a very fancy thing to say. But it sounds like he was going to say he thinks the team's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think that's what Joe's going to say.
Bold prediction.
It's a bold prediction from Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.